News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Dalton, we got plenty to get to today, final day of the week. But I think we can start off the morning with a, how about them Jags?
How about them?
That was a shock to my system.
Same here.
I just didn't. Anyway, Jags with a big win against Southern Miss. And from what I saw, I only saw the first half, a convincing win, it seemed to me.
Yeah, it was definitely convincing.
Physically dominating, almost.
They were the better team.
They were the better team. That was exciting to watch. Anyway, get things started. Make sure you get where you're going okay. Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone, to the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a great start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions and light traffic across the Bayway. Coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford with no delays downtown from the tunnels all the way to the 1065 split. Mobile all the way up to Fairland, it's a good ride in. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the Spa at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesdays through Thursdays in September. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with the designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Hey, y'all. 608, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on 106.5. Phone number and text line are the same at 343-0106. Okay, those are three big things. Mayor Stimson delivers his State of the City address. Wall Street takes its biggest dive since back in June, and some technical difficulties throw a wrench into day three of Mobile County Public Schools remote learning. We've got a lot more than just that to talk about. We've got a full plate today.
And oh, yeah.
Dalton's going to start us out with a look at COVID locally and across the country.
Yeah, nationally now over 6.1 million total cases of the virus and over 178,000 have died due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has leveled off at right around 41,000 per day over the last week. That's after it fell from its peak for well over a month. And right now, Dan, we're averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th as we were heading up that curve. The number of patients currently hospitalized nationwide with the virus, 34,676. That's the lowest that's been since June 29th. And they're now testing around 720,000 per day, and about 5.7% of those tests are coming back positive. I expect to see those testing numbers rise rapidly. We're now averaging 859 deaths per day nationwide. While those are a lot of deaths, you don't want to see that. That's still the lowest number we've seen since July 23rd. Here in Alabama, 118,601 confirmed cases now in the state, and 2,120 have died due to COVID-19. The number of daily new cases fell for a good month, but has stalled out since the middle of August at right between 700 and 900 cases per day. Right now, we're averaging 829 over the last week, averaging 5,608 tests per day. That's the lowest number we've seen in testing since June 17th. There are 872 Alabamians that are currently hospitalized with the virus. That's the lowest number of people in the hospital since July 4th. And if you'll remember, July 4th kind of kickstarted that new spike in cases that we started to see.
Yeah, and a lot of those cases, if you remember, were, you know, it's funny how states got shamed during that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like Texas, Arizona, maybe other states in the southeast as well.
Yeah, you show that B-roll during those national newscasts of people down at the beach. They use our beach for a lot of those. And so, yeah, they tried to blame us for that as well. Daily deaths have dropped some to 18 per day across the state. At our previous peak in Alabama, we were averaging 27 deaths per day back on July 27th. And then you look at the local numbers, 110 people currently hospitalized in Mobile with COVID-19. During our peak at the end of July, over 200 were hospitalized per day. Mobile now averaging only 49 new cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 42 per day. That's the closest our two counties have been in those numbers. It's the lowest for Mobile since June 23rd, while Baldwin County has seen a recent uptick in cases. Locally, Mobile and Baldwin counties, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths attributed to COVID per day since mid-July. So that's a look around the look locally, look around the state, and look around the nation with the COVID-19 numbers.
Doesn't it seem, and I haven't been to the beach in a while, but again, not to beat this horse, but things are a little more casual down along the coastline where people are vacationing and spending their vacation dollars.
Yeah, and I'm going back
down. Is that fair to say?
I'm heading back down there this weekend, and I've been several times over the last couple of months. I think it's half and half.
Okay.
And maybe most of the half that's taking it seriously are people that live and work in this area.
Yeah, that's fair.
But anytime someone takes a trip, and I've got a story that we can read later in the hour, I think it's interesting that they're expecting a pretty big spike in travel over this Labor Day weekend. And they've got quotes from people from all over the country saying, you know, I'm worried about COVID-19, but I also need a mental break. And I think when people leave, whether they're coming down from Tennessee or Wisconsin or wherever they may be and coming down to our coast, they kind of look at the whole thing as a vacation, even a vacation from the COVID precautions.
You know, at first it almost seemed like selfish or almost weak. Like people are, they're mentally tired of all this. But you know, probably the way I was thinking of it was suck it up and let's all get well. But we all hit that point. We all cross that line at some point. We're just like, I just want to be able to live a normal life, you know, just to, you know, we're pretty social people, most of us, and it's not, at some point it becomes less than, I don't know, you just want to break through and go live your life. And now I get it.
Well, yeah, and you know, since the beginning of COVID, I've been taking it seriously, but I've also been taking seriously the plight of our businesses, our economy down here, and it's so important, especially over the summer. Imagine if that beach shutdown from the government had lasted longer than it did.
Ooh.
That would have been big, big trouble for us with the amount of money that Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and Dauphin Island bring into the state's coffers, and locally how much money it brings into our economy specifically. That would have been awful. So anytime I can, I put the mask on, I do what's asked of me, but I'm still going out to eat, tipping waiters and waitresses, and they're returning the favor by separating people in the business and being clean. So it's important that we keep those businesses afloat. So
I'm with you.
I'm glad we've got a lot of people traveling down to our area.
Yeah, it's funny, but I am now too, and so everybody just do your best to stay safe. You know, I'll be at a big high school football game tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of excitement. Bigel Tulin, Saraland, they've never played before. I don't know how they're going to restrict the amount of the attendance, but the point is people are enjoying getting back and enjoying the events that we've always traditionally loved going to.
Yeah, and how silly must the Big Ten and Pac-12 feel right now, and some of those Group of Five conferences that went ahead and canceled, as we saw a couple college games go off last night without a hitch. Now, we'll have to wait and see if there were any new cases on the teams after these first couple of games, but Big Ten and Pac-12 fans have to have watched that South Alabama game last night, that UAB game last night, and said, that could be us next weekend.
Yeah, but it's not going to be.
We're waiting for November, or at the earliest November.
So the Jags with a big win. I know sports is on the way, and I was so excited not just to see them win, because I didn't actually see it at the end, but just the way they played.
Yeah, they looked like a brand new team as they started their 2020 season off with a win last night. Also, two high school games in the area, and plenty more on the way tonight. I'll give you an update coming up in sports.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Does healthcare matter to you? How about education or infrastructure? Because the truth is, they're all census-funded, just like so many of Alabama's essential resources. And right now, we're at risk of losing $13 billion in federal funding if we don't improve our census rates. That's billion with a B. The 2020 census is 10 simple questions, and it takes just 6 minutes of your time. The final deadline is September 30th. No more excuses, Alabama. Visit my2020census.gov and fill out your census today.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 617 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night, the South Alabama Jaguars got their 2020 football season off to a great start with a 32-21 win in Hattiesburg over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles were two touchdown favorites, but the Jags were clearly the better team last night. South's quarterback Desmond Trotter passed for 299 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions. Most of that yardage went to former McGill Toulon wideout Jalen Tolbert. Tolbert caught six passes for 169 yards and two touchdowns.
10 play of the drive is a deep shot. Trotter, it is hauled in. Tolbert has it. Touchdown, Jags. It's Trotter to Tolbert again.
That call from CBS Sports Network and Carter Blackburn. Fellow wideout Kawan Baker also scored on a 52-yard touchdown reception from backup Jags quarterback Chase Lovertich. It was South's first road win in their last 16 tries. Up next, they'll open the new Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus next Saturday against Tulane. In the other college game last night, UAB defeated Central Arkansas 45-35. Blazers quarterback and former Spanish Fort star Tyler Johnston passed for two touchdowns in the win. And week three of Alabama high school football began last night, or week two, depending on who you ask, because, Dan, they still call that first week week zero.
Week zero.
Are we going to ever leave week zero behind? When can we start calling it week one again?
Week zero is weak. Whoever came up with week zero, I object.
Yeah. How about if you're going to start your season the week after everyone else, just call that week two. You started in week two. Don't make this confusing.
And it's even a little bit more confusing during a pandemic.
Yeah,
because
it really
we've had
is.
Teams, you know, opt out or quarantined, and it's been kind of a mess both sides of the bay.
Yeah. Well, there were two games played in the area last night. Theodore shut out Alma Bryant 28-0. in the 7A Region 1 matchup, and UMS Wright responded after losing for the first time in 34 games by defeating LaFleur 25-6 at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Tonight, there are a number of games scheduled, but five games in our listening area have been canceled due to COVID precautions. Gulf Shores at Spanish Fort was called off because Gulf Shores had to forfeit their game. Spanish Fort will actually host Park Crossing tonight instead in a game that will not count against either team's record.
That's a pretty good team. They're up in Montgomery.
Yeah, and they were able to put that together pretty quickly. Orange Beach forfeited their game at Leroy. BC Rain forfeited their home game against Satsuma. Baldwin County was forced to forfeit their home game against Blount. And Clark County earned a forfeit win after Greene County suspended their season. Some of the games you ought to pay attention to tonight. You've got McGill Tooling playing at Saraland. Dan Brennan and Jim Cox on the call on UTV 44.
Pre-game show at 6:30, kickoff a little after 7.
And do your best to heckle Mr. Brennan tonight, if you get a chance.
You heckled me by text during the game, and that's a cheap shot.
St. Paul's will host Williamson tonight. At Ladd Peebles Stadium, you have Davidson taking on Murphy. Daphne will host Fairhope. Bayside Academy at Excel. Faith Academy will host Alberta. Baker will host Foley. Hillcrest Evergreen at Chickasaw. Mobile Christian at Escambia County. Robertsdale playing on the road at Citronelle. St. Luke's will hit the road to play at Washington County. Cottage Hill hosts T.R. Miller tonight. And Viger will host W.S. Neal. So football, football, football.
Yeah.
And I could not be any happier to see football.
Boy, and we're all in such a good mood because of what we saw last night on CBS Sports Station with the Jags just looking like dynamite, man. They were great.
That's exactly right. 621 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Virtual school here in Mobile County, but some difficulties yesterday. We'll talk about that on the way next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. So far, we're accident-free. Looks great from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore near Nevius, Hallsville Road, and Rangeline. You've got a radar checkpoint. But Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing, and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
How about all the local talk on this here radio station? Pretty exciting, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you start with us. We've got Sean now in the afternoon. In between, we've got Jeff Poore. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know anything about Alabama politics, I'm telling you, that's an education right there. What he doesn't know, well, he knows most everything he needs to know, but then he knows the people that do know.
Yeah, I mean, talk about somebody with a big Rolodex. Mm-hmm. He's got pretty much anyone on call in the state of Alabama. We'll see if he has Governor Ivey on call. Well, I know that's been tough for us to get the governor on here.
He's going to be talking about the governor, though, because that big prison plan that she's got, because they really couldn't settle all that through the legislature. So anyway, Jeff's going to break that down for us around 8:30 today. And then, of course, his show comes on at 9 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. It's 6:25 with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings, and a petition to get the kids back in school in Mobile County.
Yeah, so day three, or we're actually now going into day four of remote learning for the Mobile County Public School System. You know, while Baldwin County Public Schools got started on August 12th with the option of remote learning, they were in class there. Mobile County School Superintendent Kressel Threadgill made the decision to start on September 1st and only go remote learning for the first 9 weeks. Well, some parents would prefer that they drop their kids off at school every morning, and at least one mother in Mobile County, she created a petition asking the Mobile County Public School System to resume in-person learning at their schools. Christina Barnes is the one who created the petition. She said she wants to be able to have the kids in class with the option to do remote learning. And she says what she based her decision on was the value of in-school education. She said her kindergartner needs to be able to touch, needs to feel while she's learning, and needs to have her teacher excited in front of her, engaged. I thought that was a great quote from Barnes.
I don't think you can remote learn if you're 5 years old.
It's so difficult.
Can you imagine? I don't think so.
No, because, I mean, think of your standard assignments for those kids as they're learning.
It's the most elementary of things. I don't see it.
Right, and I can only think of, you know, teachers. You can ask parents to observe and watch their child as they're learning, but so often those parents need to be working also. If they have the ability to work from home, that's what they're doing there. If they don't have the ability to work from home, well, they've got someone else taking care of the kid while they go out to work. And you think of a teacher in a kindergarten, first grade, second grade classroom, kind of patrolling as their students are doing their assignments, whether they're writing their letters or doing cursive and, you know, assisting them one thing at a time. You can't do that with the remote learning.
No, and, at some age, it doesn't work, in my opinion. And then they had some snafus technically yesterday.
Yeah, they really did. You know, they set up all these Wi-Fi buses around town, and I'm sure
I visited one.
You did visit one yesterday. You went to the one at Ladd, is that right?
I was in the neighborhood, so I dropped on by just to see what was going on. Nobody in the bus. I guess there doesn't have to be anybody in the bus, but more alarming to me was there was nobody in the lot either.
Yeah,
so maybe in the more remote areas, rural areas, mm-hmm. where there's a tougher time finding Wi-Fi, maybe those are greater benefit there.
And you got over there after the morning show. Maybe some children got over there earlier, maybe 8 o'clock to start their day, and found that they weren't able to log on to the school website because they were having some IT issues yesterday, and they say they fixed all but from one provider, and AT&T, they're having some issues. Having the kids log on to what they call Schoology, I think that's the site they use to get this remote learning done.
Yeah.
So a lot of students yesterday were unable to access the features there, like talking with their teachers or the live lessons that they provide. They say they've got that fixed, but running into some problems on the first week of learning here in Mobile County.
Well, I tried to log on myself. I really did when I was sitting by the bus because I want to know the capital of Oregon. All right, Dr. Bill on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows?
If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man wanted for fatally shooting a Donald Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night is dead. Michael Reinhold was killed when a federal task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington last night. Earlier, he had admitted to Vice News to killing Aaron Danielson, who was part of a pro-Trump caravan of vehicles which rolled through the Portland area amid ongoing protests against racial injustice. Seven police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong. This is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930, and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. American Airlines chopped 83,000 domestic flights off the last 2 weeks of its October schedule. Like other carriers, American is holding on to hope that another round of federal stimulus grants could save jobs and service to some cities. FedEx is taking a cue from pandemic online shopping trends and is putting out the Help Wanted sign. It plans to hire as many as 70,000 seasonal workers for the holiday shipping period, a 27% increase from last year. Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia are recalling almost 600,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a brake fluid leak that could cause engine fires. The recalls cover Kia Optima midsize sedans, Kia Sorento SUVs, and Hyundai Santa Fe SUVs from model years 2013 to 2015. A screeching halt to the recent rallies. The Dow fell 807 points, or just under 3%. The S&P lost 125, or 3.5%. And the NASDAQ dropped 598 points, or 5% of its value. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
This year, Michigan businesses have had to adapt. And the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was right there alongside them, helping to connect businesses to new resources, meet new partners, and access the additional capital they needed right from the start. If your business needs support to reach its new potential, the MEDC is available to help in any way we can. Contact us today for customized business assistance at michiganbusiness.org/partnership.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's all about you, you, you. folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
You talk about a legendary voice on the airwaves in Mobile, Alabama. Here we go. It's 6:35 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig and Dr. Bill Williams. Happy weekend, Dr. Bill. It's here.
Yes, it is. And good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Let's talk about what we can look forward to through the weekend. Dalton, you've got beach plans with the family, right?
Yeah, heading down to the beach. How's it going to look for me, Dr. Bill?
He's leaving at the strategic time of 5.05 p.m., by the way, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, we've got some good weather for the beach. Plenty of sunshine and hot temperatures, especially Saturday, which we should get up in the mid-90s, although it won't be quite that warm down along the coast. But today, look for sunny skies, about, 94, 95 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, will cool only to the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, but that will occur inland. And the high tomorrow, up around 95 degrees. As for Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And we'll see high up around 92 to 93 degrees. Now, for Monday and the holiday, mostly sunny skies, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. And highs again will get into the lower 90s. After that, on Tuesday, an even better chance for afternoon thunderstorms with a high around 90 degrees. And we can look for some cooler temperatures Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the 80s with a chance of showers.
So hot weather, and it sounds to me your normal summer chance of those thunderstorms that pop up. But again, repeat it for those that are planning to go down to the beach. You're saying most of this is going to happen inland.
Yeah, the showers and thunderstorm activity that will develop, and there's only a slight chance for Saturday and Sunday, and that will be inland. We should have plenty of sunshine along the coast, and I would expect temperatures down there would be close to 90 degrees.
Hmm. At least you got the little breeze. Maybe not a big breeze, but a little breeze coming off the coastline. And coming off the African coastline or into the Caribbean or just out at sea.
Or what do you, somewhere.
What do you see? What do you, I could have narrowed that down a little bit. My apologies. But what do you see in the tropics, Dr. Bill? What do we have?
Yeah, we do have still some activity out in the tropical Atlantic. Two areas that we're looking at, one about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and another one that was just leaving the African coast yesterday is now out in the Atlantic, and both of these have the potential over the next few days of becoming named storms, and they're all headed in the direction of the Caribbean. Elsewhere, it looks good. A little bit of activity up over the North Atlantic, nothing to worry about, but we'll continue to focus our attention on the tropical Atlantic for the next week or so.
And you know, I'm a nerd now. You've converted me into a bit of a weather nerd, Dr. Bill. How much rain do we normally expect in September? I know we were a little low for August, even though we had that rain at the end of the month. But what's our average rainfall for the month of September?
Yeah, it's around 5 inches of rain for the average for September. And so far, we have absolutely nothing here on the fourth day, and it doesn't look like we'll see anything today. And but we have a way of catching up here in Mobile.
Dr. Bill, you're an icon on the radio and on the campus of South Alabama, but I guess we've got to contact another office to talk about the earthquake, huh? That's not you?
That's out of my area. That's called geology.
See, to me, all sciences, I just put them all in the, just stuff them all together there. But in any event, thanks for your report. We will talk to you in 1 hour. Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. Appreciate it.
Okay, Dan.
You got it. 6:39, 21 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Nice, you're going to get away for the... But you'll be back on Labor Day so we can do this show again together, huh?
Yeah, we'll be in Labor Day morning, and hopefully you won't. I hope for everyone out there that you get an extra long weekend, but you said it. In-laws are in town. They already went down to the beach. My family's down at the beach. We're doing our big gender reveal for baby number two this weekend.
Yeah.
But hopefully I make it down there, because we're planning to leave during like the worst hour. After my wife gets off work, we're heading down like 5 p.m. Down I-10.
Almost
over on I-10, I should say, and then down.
I don't 59. Know if you want to consider just kind of delaying a little bit. I don't know what to say. That's just the absolute worst time.
I'd rather leave at midnight, honestly.
It is 6:40 now. FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. How y'all doing? We've got currently we're at 74 degrees, and thanks to Dr. Bill again for that forecast.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection.
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. Looks good from the 1065 split from Tillman's Corner. Theodore also traveling up towards Saraland with no delays on the interstate. Good ride across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're also clear. US 90 Dragway in Irvington with their Labor Day weekend races. Racing tonight with the Brun What You Brung, and tomorrow it's the biggest bike show of the year. Get details at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Man, we got to do a lot of talking on this show. Have you noticed that?
Part of the game.
Where is Carrie Underwood when I need her? It's 641, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings. And a few years ago, we had an earthquake down on Dolphin Island. Do you recall that?
The Dolphin Island one specifically, I do not recall, but I know last year we had a number of earthquakes kind of in the area where we got hit yesterday.
So that was up near Century, Florida, near Flomaton and in that general area. It was originally they said 4.0, then they backed it down to a 3.8. Some of the coverage was pretty cool because they had like live security cams in stores where it all went down.
Yeah, normally when those earthquakes hit, you know, they're relatively low in magnitude. I mean, especially if you're talking about earthquakes we see in the western part of the United States, those are the big ones.
Yes.
But you don't really expect to have earthquakes in our area, except now, maybe over the last few years, they've become a lot more common. And by the way, today on Midday Mobile, we've got a recurring guest coming back on, geology professor from South Alabama, Dr. Alex Beebe, will be on with Sean Sullivan at 12:15 to talk about yesterday's earthquake.
I think I saw him on the news yesterday, too. So
yeah.
He's the guy we reach out to.
Popular guy.
Okay.
Popular guy.
I did a little digging on this. Most earthquakes east of the Rocky Mountains, they are not as... first of all, they're not as predictable. They're kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where they're going to happen. Whereas out west, they know where the fault lines are, and they know that when they happen, they're going to be bigger.
Right.
The ones in our area, when they do occur... They're you know, 4.0 maybe at the largest, but they affect a larger area. More people feel it. So hope everybody's okay. And
yeah.
I'm sure maybe it was a little bit of panic when it happened.
Yeah, and thankfully no injuries reported from that yesterday. But reading about, you know, northern Florida last year had, I think they said, 9 earthquakes.
Really?
Yeah, they had 9 in northern Florida. And then I think we had 3 or 4 in that eastern part of Alabama right above northern Florida. And they said those in Florida usually range from 1.9 magnitude to 3.1. So 3.8 is a bit of
bigger,
an anomaly.
Yeah.
And like you said, video coming out from where that earthquake hit, and you could actually see things in stores moving. Now, I don't think it knocked over shelves or anything like that, but there was certainly some movement, and people knew it was going on.
They knew something was going on.
They
right?
sure did. Something going on in Washington, D.C. also. I guess it took an earthquake down here to bring Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi together. And even though the Democrats and Republicans have been fighting like dogs, like they always do, yesterday Mnuchin and Pelosi agreed to a clean, short-term stopgap measure to keep the government open. Now, okay. September 30th was the date where the government would have shut down if they couldn't come to an agreement. But they call this a continuing resolution, and the two agreed on it yesterday. They say it'll be free of controversial policy riders that have, quote, bogged down previous funding bills, and that significantly lowers the odds of a shutdown here at the end of the month. Now, I wish that all bills passed were free of the controversial policy riders, and they got done what America needed them to get done. But what this means, they've been negotiating, of course. We've heard Pelosi snipe at Mnuchin. We've heard Pelosi snipe at the Republicans in the House and Senate, and we've heard vice versa, the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But part of that is because the next coronavirus relief package was being debated at the same time that keeping the government open was being debated. Well, now with this new continuing resolution, they're going to split those two separate things. Now, the government shutdown is one issue, and then the next coronavirus relief package is another issue. They said they're going to, quote, a source said they're going to work to avoid a shutdown and keep the government open. That's the best way to do that is a clean CR. And yesterday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was talking with reporters. She said, we do believe that we'll be able to get funding to avoid a shutdown. So it looks like government will at least stay open past September. Now, if they can agree on anything else, I highly doubt it, but we'll have to see.
Just keep the government open, and then let's, how about the second package to help people who are in need? That'd be nice. That's the one we've been waiting on for a long time.
Yeah, at least find some kind of common ground on that one.
Okay. Jags win on the road in front of the nation.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
First time in 2 years they've won on the road. Also, Cam Newton earns a starting job in New England as the starting quarterback. I got more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night, the South Alabama Jaguars got their 2020 football season off to a great start with a 32-21 win in Hattiesburg over Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles were two touchdown favorites, but the Jags clearly the better team last night. South's quarterback Desmond Trotter passed for 299 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions. Most of that yardage went to former McGill Toulon wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. Tolbert caught six passes for 169 yards and two touchdowns.
10th play of the drive is a deep shot. Trotter, it is hauled in. Tolbert has it. Touchdown, Jags. It's Trotter to Tolbert again.
That call from CBS Sports Network. Fellow wideout Quan Baker also scored on a 52-yard touchdown reception from backup Jags quarterback Chase Lovertich. It was South's first road win in their last 16 tries. Up next, they'll open the new Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus next Saturday against Tulane. And in the other college game last night, UAB defeated Central Arkansas 45-35. Blazers quarterback and former Spanish Fort star Tyler Johnston passed for two touchdowns in the win. In NFL news, former Auburn quarterback and NFL MVP Cam Newton is officially the new starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. The Boston Globe made the announcement, saying that Newton was expected to win the job after outperforming second-year quarterback Jarrett Stidham and veteran Brian Hoyer during training camp. Newton, who signed with the Patriots in July after he was released from Carolina, succeeds Tom Brady following the GOAT's departure to Tampa Bay in free agency. Greatest of all time, by the way, GOAT. Newton was also announced. He was announced as one of the 8-team captains. Patriots open their season September 13th at home against Miami. The Dallas Cowboys released veteran safety HaHa Clinton Dix yesterday. In March, the Cowboys signed the former Bama star to a one-year deal. Clinton Dix spent part of five seasons playing for Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy in Green Bay before he was traded to Washington in 2018. He played last season for the Chicago Bears. And former Alabama center, current Indianapolis Colt Ryan Kelly, signed a four-year, $50 million extension with the Colts yesterday. It includes $34 million guaranteed. That deal makes Kelly the highest-paid center in the league and ties him to Indianapolis for the next five seasons. He was the 18th overall pick in 2016 out of Bama. Started 51 games, all 51 games in which he's appeared during his career. Kelly so far has one Pro Bowl appearance. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. As a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So I'm a Georgia guy, you're a Tennessee guy, so we see this team so often. Has Alabama put some dudes in the pros or what over the past 15 years? Incredible.
Yeah.
They've just stockpiled the league.
Yeah, look at any position, and Bama's got some guys playing in the league.
At a high level.
At a very high level.
Mayor Sandy Stimson with his State of the City address yesterday. We'll talk about that on the way. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Group Traffic Center. We've had a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. Accident-free conditions continue through Mobile and again all the way through Tillman's Corner and Theodore with no delays along Range Line, Airport, also Dolphin to Moffitt and 65. Deep South Speedway Racing tomorrow night. It's Meet the Drivers Night with seven divisions of dirt cars from the late models to the open wheel modifieds, street stocks, and more. Get the details on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, y'all. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. The text line and the phone line, I don't know why I brought it up right now, because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm going to guess.
I've got it in my brain. You can go ahead and guess.
343-0106.
Yeah, you're getting it.
There you go. I'm like the Jags. Yeah. I'm a big surprise, like the Jags last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to get over to that text line and see what's hopping there. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll open up the phone lines and let you chit-chat with us. The mayor had the podium, and... kind of breaking down the year to this point. What a crazy year.
Yeah, virtual podium, I would say, yesterday for Mayor Sandy Stimson's 2020 State of the City address, which I think that's funny for some reason, State of the City. But
I see what you're saying.
Really, really, you got to check this out. I watched it on YouTube. I just searched Mayor Stimson State of the City, and the last few State of the Cities came up, but obviously you click on the 2020 one, and very, very well-produced video from the city. Lots of production elements involved.
Yeah, and so I was listening as you were kind of culling through that. I read the whole document, so mm-hmm. I didn't have the benefit of all the bells and whistles yeah. in the production, but anyway, he talking about annexation, mm-hmm. talking about... There was a few things that I like. I'll get to them here in a moment.
Yeah, there's some really notable things. And one of the things he mentioned the impact that COVID-19 has had on the economy. And he said, you know, our city was on a sound financial footing with a projected increase in revenue due to our growing economy. Investing in infrastructure like never before laid the keel for the USS Mobile, even anticipating the first flight of an Airbus A220. Also mentioned the discovery of the last slave ship, the Tilda, how much attention that brought to Mobile, and mm-hmm. said everyone was excited about the possibilities surrounding it and Africa Town. But then, of course, COVID hit and changed things.
The cities around the country are faced with difficult decisions because of declining revenues. Our city is on sound financial footing. Thanks to disciplined financial stewardship over the last 7 years, we will not be faced with a reduced budget in the next fiscal year.
So that's great news. We're not going to have a reduced budget in the next fiscal year. And the mayor also thanked healthcare workers for all they've done throughout all this, and restaurant owners, grocery store owners, how they've been able to cope during this COVID-19 pandemic.
He's been very sensitive to the people who are most affected by this. I think that the way he's represented that office during this time, you know, he's been solid, because we've needed leadership at a time like this.
Yeah.
We're close to annexation, which would have put us at the number two mark in the state, and that would have meant more federal funds and everything like that. So he's still going to push, try to make that happen. But also, something that Andy Andrews said with Sean yesterday, the mayor reflected as well, talking about the area along the coastline. Times are crazy, but we are resilient, mm-hmm. and because we have a lot of practice with the hurricanes and the storms and the things that other areas don't have to deal with.
Yeah, we've dealt with natural disasters in the past. Now, we've dealt with pandemics before, but that was years and years mm-hmm. and years ago. But I think we have built up that resilience over years here, and getting our businesses back open and coping through some of the difficult things we've had. And you're right, he mentioned annexation. He said that's our next step, is growing the city through annexation. Also said they're working on growing affordable and workforce housing. They plan to renovate 1,000 homes by 2026. The mayor said most of those will be located in the oldest part of the city, east of I-65. It'll be complemented by new projects and exciting announcements coming in the next few months. Also talked about the new Mobile Downtown Airport and a whole lot more in that great State of the City address yesterday.
Check out what Restore Mobile does, too. Go to their website or their Facebook page. They do a lot of that work that he was talking about, trying to revitalize housing in the city of Mobile. It is 6:58 now. FM Talk 106.5.
morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The USA Jags snapped a 15-game losing streak, earning the team's first road win in 2 years. The Jags beat the University of Southern Miss on the road in Hattiesburg 32-21. The game was televised on the CBS Sports Network. Surveillance video caught the reaction of workers at a convenience store the moment a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday near the Alabama-Florida state line. The video shows the sign above a cash register shaking at Opie's Cafe and Coffee Shop. There was no serious damage reported and no injuries. Geologists will continue monitoring the spot for aftershocks as well as future quakes. Police are asking for the public's help finding a food truck trailer stolen from the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance video shows a Ford 4x4 four-door King Ranch hauling off the Bellagio Grill food trailer. Facebook post claims it was spotted in Birmingham. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store at 2204 Government Street.